moving into interdimensional consciousness. In the last chapter, we spoke about the interdimensional you. We spoke of how there is focus, a most wonderful focus, upon this reality and the individuality which you see yourself to be, a focus upon a certain dimension of reality. And we spoke about how you are also expressing and experiencing in other dimensions, all in what you would see as the same slice of time. We spoke also that you are experiencing and expressing in different dimensions which do not even know time, a reality of non-time, where the concept of past and present and future does not exist, for there is only the present isness, only the isness of creator being. We spoke about how you, as the individuated energy which you see yourself to be, has come forth out of allness, the interdimensionality of you, the isness which is not focused upon any dimension or any reality, small r. We spoke about how wonderful you are as an extension of all that the Father, Mother, One Source is, and how you draw the power to experience any dimension from the place of the interdimensional you. That is truly where you live, in the space between dimensions. You believe yourself to be having a dimensional experience. You are within a certain reality, small r, and you have scripted that there will be certain parameters to the dimension. You have scripted that there will be a collective consciousness, that there will be the concept of time, that there will be the concept of space, the concept of physicality, and that there will be certain agreed-upon laws which govern the physicality. Now, in truth, you are beyond any physicality. In truth, you are the one who is determining moment by moment what the physicality means and what all the other physical laws mean. You are the one in a collective mind who is agreeing moment by moment that there will be such a thing as gravity, and you agree that because of the gravity there will be certain weight which will hold you upon the ground. You have also decreed that you will sometimes know weightlessness, that you will know non-gravity, and you will decree what the rules and regulations are that govern non-gravity. You have felt governed by the laws and rules to the point where you have said that you do not have power over these laws, that you are but a pawn, a victim sometimes, governed by all of the laws of physicality. And yet, you are the ones collectively who have decreed what the parameters are going to be. The present reality where you find yourself to be is a dimension of reality based upon a collective belief in duality. Everything has one side and the other side. There is good and there is non-good. There is light, there is dark. Everything has an opposite. This is a reality which is based upon the collective belief in duality, and yet what you are seeking to know is your wholeness, your oneness. It is most miraculous, wondrous what you do as the bridge person, for you know well how to be within this reality. It is not always comfortable, but you know well what the rules and laws are, even down to the shoulds and shouldn'ts of contemporary arbitrary society. But you are also not content to stay at that place. You read, you discuss, you think, you meditate. You allow yourself to daydream. You allow yourself to go beyond what has been the usual thinking and to go outside the box a bit. Even as you have been reading this, you have been going in and out of this dimension of reality. For as I am speaking, you focus upon what I am saying. But there is also an idea that comes and you go off for a nanosecond onto an idea. You go in and out, even though it seems to be a continuum of focusing upon this reality. You will think about the ideas, the concepts that we are speaking of. And there is a glimpse of expanded reality, even though you would say that you are attending to the message in a continuous fashion. As we are speaking of the interdimensional consciousness, there is a focusing which you do upon this reality, this time, this here and now. But there is also part of you which is the beholder. Have you experienced the beholder? Have you felt yourself at times to be just somewhat removed from what was going on? You felt yourself to be in conversation with someone, and yet there was a part of you which stood about shoulder side and was watching everything that was happening. When you are in the space of the beholder, you are allowing yourself to expand the consciousness into the interdimensional you. Now, the beholder is not the interdimensional you, but it is a step in the process of knowing the interdimensional isness. When you are taken over by a sense of peace which does not make sense to the world, that is the beholder of you, the expanded self of you beckoning to you to stay in that place of peace and allow all the rest of the activity to be wherever it needs to be. You have experienced the interdimensional consciousness, and yet it has been your agreement so far that you would focus upon this reality and this dimension. Your agreement has been by divine agreement for a divine purpose. It has not been a mistake. It has been to fulfill a divine purpose, to know intimately this dimension and this reality, and to know completion with it. You and the brothers and sisters collectively, with whom you now share this reality, have agreed that you would focus most intimately upon a certain reality to the place where you would know how it feels to experience all the parameters of the reality. I know how it feels to be happy. I know how it feels to be sad. I know how it feels to be on the mountaintop. I know how it feels to be in the pits. I know how it feels to love and be loved. I know how it feels to be, as I perceive it, on the outside of love, and I am complete with the belief in duality. You have decreed that you would focus most intimately upon this reality, and yet all the while a small voice has been whispering, "Remember, this too shall pass. Remember, you are more than what you have believed yourself to be. Remember and hope." Have you heard the still small voice of hope? Well, of course you have. You have agreed that you will know this dimension and know it intimately. You will know all the laws of physicality. You will know how it feels to activate a coalescence of light energy known as a body. You will know how it feels to activate various forms of body, not only the human body, but all forms of life. And you will come to a place of knowing your oneness with all of life and all its forms. For indeed, you have been every form of life which you can imagine or think of. And it is time now that you begin to cultivate the remembrance and awareness once again of oneness with all of life. In your process of awakening, which is happening now, it is time and it is imperative that you practice expanding the consciousness beyond just the individuality you have seen yourself to be. You are the one who has agreed to be the bridge person. You are the one who is remembering now that you have agreed to be the light even in the darkness of forgetfulness which is yet upon this plane, this reality. In your agreement, you have said that there will be a time when you will expand the consciousness beyond the individuality. That time is now. That is why you feel such a driving motivation within yourself to read, to study, to discuss, to contemplate, to seek, to want to know more. You have said, "In the process of awakening, there will come a time when I know that I am much more than the body, much more than the personality I have seen myself to be, much more than the personality I keep working on to make better, much more than the individuality that I know is most wonderful, and yet I can't always be happy with it. There will come a time, and this is now, when I will begin to expand my consciousness to know the interdimensionality, the reality of me. I will come to know and to touch that space, the matrix, the isness of me, the extension of the Father. When you come to the full realization that the matrix of you, the interdimensionality of you, which is not focused upon a dimension or reality, when you come to the realization that I and the Father are one, I am an extension of the Father. When you come to realize that the matrix out of which you function and fashion everything which you experience is of the isness of the Father, you become transformed. No longer can you look at the happening in your world and your life in the same way. For truly, you begin to look upon all the activities of the world, all your experiences through the eyes of the Father. Then there is a sense of having come home to the realization that I am so loved of my Father that never have I left him. Never has he left me. In truth, I cannot, for I am an extension of the Father. I, in the interdimensionality of me, know my oneness with the Father. I am the Christ." Now, how do you begin to expand the consciousness into the interdimensionality of you? Well, you breathe. You allow the expansion of the body, mind, and soul, which comes with a single deep breath. If ever you are in a constricted place of worry, breathe. Remind yourself, discipline yourself, do it. It takes a bit of discipline because you have to choose. Now you know that when you breathe, you are going to have opportunity for peace, and you do not always want to choose for peace. Let's be honest here. Sometimes you want to abide in the drama for a while. But when you choose to breathe, then you have opportunity to know a moment of peace, a moment of expansion. Breathe now. Take a deep breath. Drink deeply of a deep breath and feel the peace of you which comes with that breath. Then breathe again. Even though there may be many cares and concerns, decisions that have to be made, allow them to be put aside for the moment of a breath and breathe again. Feel the expansion which happens even within the body. Feel the very cells themselves expand and speak back to you in gratitude, for you are allowing them to breathe, allowing them to be at peace within themselves. All of the troubles of the world will there be waiting for you whenever you choose to go back and pick them up. But if you choose to abide in the peace of the breath, they have no power over you. They will wait until you attend to them. And if you choose not to attend to them, they will have to keep on waiting. And you may breathe and breathe to a place of just being, to the place of deep, deep peace, a healing peace. If the body is giving you a message of constriction known as disease, you can breathe into health. Throw a little joy in as well. For indeed, as you breathe and you allow yourself to abide in peace, after a while there will come an idea, a humorous idea. It just comes and tickles the soul. It is a place where you feel a little bit of joy bubbling up, and it will heal the body if you allow yourself to stay in that space. Meditation. Allow yourself now to take another deep breath, and allow the body to feel easy. Allow the eyes to relax. Allow them to be very soft. Take another deep breath and feel the peace which comes in with that breath, and feel yourself as light. Know that the light of you surrounds the body, activating the body. Feel the light all around you, a very easy golden white light which illumines everything, a very soft, gentle light. Breathe again, and in that space begin to allow the receptors of the mind to extend, to reach out to a loved one, one you have known, one perhaps who is not activating the body any longer, or one who is activating the body. Allow the mind to expand, to reach out to that one, to be in communion with words, just in love and peace. Hold that one in the mind's eye gently, easily, be one with that one in light. Then speak silently to that one whatever you would say to them. Speak silently to that one whatever your heart would say to their heart, the innermost being of you to their innermost being, and feel the oneness, the communion, the togetherness. Now listen. What does the one say to you? Receive what the one will say to you. Bless that one with your love. Bless that one for coming to your awareness, and know that any time you wish to speak with that one, there are no barriers to communion, to communication. Now allow the mind to expand, to reach into what you would see as perhaps a distant time, to a master, a teacher, a guide perhaps, one who has been with you throughout many lifetimes, one with whom you would speak, one with whom you would converse. Even if you do not know what this one might look like, allow yourself to feel the presence of this one's intelligence, this one's being. Embrace this one's presence with your awareness. Speak to this one. Ask of this one whatever question you would be carrying. Then listen. You may feel the answers in words. You may feel the answer come in a picture of vision. You may feel the answer in just a knowing. Now, bless this one for the friendship, for the communication, for the love. And know again that at any time you would speak with this one. They are there at your invitation, any time, any place, for truly there is no separation. Again, take a deep breath of spirit and allow the mind to expand. Throw it open and invite whoever would speak with you to be in your presence and in your awareness. Welcome them. Ask of them who they are, why they have come, what message there would be for you. Breathe again and feel the expansion of the mind and hearts in the place of oneness. Know that your mind expands far beyond this point of reality. Breathe and feel the deep, deep peace of the one mind which knows no time or space. Bless the one who has come to you, and know that any time you may pick up the strand of this communication again. And now, take a deep breath. Allow yourself to feel the energy of you coming back to this point of focus. Beware of the mind of you. Be aware of the body that you activate. Be aware of the room around you. Be aware of the peace which is you. Know that you have touched the place of interdimensionality, the place which goes beyond the reality of this dimension. When you allow yourself communication with ones whom you do not see with the physical eyes, you move beyond what has been understood to be the reality of this dimension. You expand the mind. You expand the possibility, the probability, and the reality you accept as the collective agreement. In other words, you have moved beyond the specific reality and you begin to know communication beyond this dimension. What we have touched upon briefly may expand. I very strongly suggest that you expand it in your times of quiet, that you set aside time in every day to breathe, to be at peace, to expand the mind, to speak with masters, that you may be in communication with loved ones. Whether they have released the body or are activating the body in this reality does not matter. But be in communication with them beyond what you see as the body and the tones of the voice. Set aside some time in every day to be willing to be of the assistance to whomever will come into your consciousness as you sit in that expanded state. Set yourself as a beacon of light, as it were, to help, to assist, to aid, to guide any consciousness, any being who may come seeking you in that place of light, setting aside all sense of small self. Now we have taken the first step. Later we will take it beyond even what has been understood to be a concept of being, a concept of energy. For in this time we shall speak of concept of being where you would contact or receive contact of energy. In subsequent times we will speak of going beyond even concepts of being into the place of isness where there are no words, no concepts, only love. And we will come to understand that it is love, and yet not love as the world defines it. I suggest very strongly that you allow yourself 10 minutes in every day to expand the mind into the peace of you. Be like the microphone which reaches out to find sound. If there is sound, the microphone focuses on that sound. If there is silence, the microphone reaches out. It must find sound somewhere. Allow yourself to reach out with an expanded mind. Allow yourself to know the great peace and the healing which is yours for the claiming. Allow yourself to know the peace of being, just of being, for 10 minutes and longer. I guarantee that when you try it for 10 minutes, you're going to desire to abide there longer. Know that you will find me in that place. Do not be surprised, for I inhabit that space all of time. It is home, and I stand ready, willing, able to welcome you home in that space whenever you will choose to turn the focus of your attention wide open to feel the joy and the peace of your being. Come visit home, beloved one.